Live updates: George Floyd protests continue. By Tony Lee on June 10, 2020. George Floyd protests continue on Wednesday. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 12:20 a.m., moment of silence on Corn Ferry Tour as well. 12:10 a.m. 11:45 p.m., Arizona. 11:30 p.m. 11:25 p.m., Richmond, Virginia. 11:10 p.m., White House fence. 11 p.m. 10:50 p.m., Portland, Oregon. 10:30 p.m. 9:50 p.m., Seattle. 9:45 p.m. 9:30 p.m. 9:15 p.m., Portsmouth, Virginia. 9:05 p.m., D.C. 8:55 p.m. 8:45 p.m. 8:30 p.m., Boston. 7:45 p.m., New York. 7:25 p.m., Seattle. 7:15 p.m., Minnesota. 6:59 p.m. The police crackdown to clear protesters from Lafayette Square last week looms as a defining moment in the national debate over race and law enforcement that followed the death of George Floyd. An exclusive USA Today/Ipsos poll finds Americans overwhelmingly endorse the right of peaceful protest outside the White House, a view held by nearly 9 of 10 people across racial and partisan lines. Nearly 9 of 10 heard about the clashes that cleared demonstrators before President Donald Trump walked across the square to stand in front of historic St. John's Church, holding aloft a Bible. In their wake, Americans by a huge margin, by 22 percentage points, express more trust in the Black Lives Matter movement to promote justice and racial equality than they do in the President of the United States. Former President Barack Obama is more than twice as likely as Trump to be seen as a president who could best handle this moment of civil unrest. Two-thirds of Americans, 63%, oppose the show of force that swept the protesters from the park just north of the White House, the scene of many demonstrations in the past. Almost half, 44%, say they strongly oppose it. "That was a bad call," says Aaron Jones, 40, a Republican from Katy, Texas. New York.